Rock and roll football
on Absolute Radio
with Matt Ford and Matt Dyson.
Well, look what it is in your ears. It's the Rock and Roll Football podcast from Absolute Radio.
Hello again, friend.
Hello.
Hello.
You know when as a kid you would maybe read a cartoon from another country, it would be hello.
Hello, yeah, I remember that. Yeah, I always thought that was weird. I thought, are they just misspelling it?
Or hello.
Are they saying hello and hello?
And here you are doing hello.
Hello, yeah.
Never been done.
A new one. I didn't know I was doing it, to be honest, but yeah, hello.
The hillows of eyes. Don't even know what that means. It just felt, oh, just terrible puns, but what a way to start. On a roller coaster afternoon.
Yeah, what
in
a
football.
Roller coaster. Yeah, yeah.
Lots of goals, lots of fun, lots of highs, lots of lows, lots of dreams from childhood.
Yeah, being recreated. Lots of issues with phone technology in the studio.
Oh, no, my word.
Don't stick around for that bit.
Thank God we didn't mention it.
Yeah.
If we keep shut, no one will know. Enjoy.
Matt, and you. Rock and roll football.
We're here to preview a big day in the Premier League. It's Matt Dyson.
Yes, red hot action with a wet sheen across the pitch on a soggy Saturday afternoon. Stormy weather across the UK this week, which should add to the drama, much like Stormy Daniels' house for Donald Trump.
Oh, I hope.
The former US president due in court over a shady payoff to an adult film star.
That's total. You fake news. It's a total lie. I never paid anyone tush money.
Must be great to have the impression back in your life, 40.
No, that was him. It was him.
Well, here at Rock and Roll Football, the only thing we're cheating on our other halves with is a good old offensive soccer ball game.
Very beautiful.
It's a wholesome, open relationship. A thruple you're all welcome to join in with. And what a time to be an Arsenal fan. Their women's team in the semi-finals of the Champions League after knocking out Bayern Munich. The men still sitting pretty at the top of the Premier League table, regardless of what City do against Liverpool. Almost makes you want to start singing their weird new terrace anthem about Gunners fans' blood running through the stone of the capital.
Huh?
North London forever. Have you heard that
song? No.
Whatever the weather, these streets are our own. Well, actually, you have to share them with Tottenham fans and the rest of the wider community.
Yeah, and it's
no,
like,
one owns the streets of North London. Yeah,
it's like an international city. They belong to everyone.
Except perhaps Islington Council.
Yeah.
And you'll need to pay full planning permission and it's any part of pavement. That's a lengthy, prohibitively expensive process. So yeah, Arsenal are at home to Leeds in what could be Mikel Arteta's 100th win as manager.
Mm.
Elsewhere, we all know what bears do in the woods, but what about wolves, eh? It's a full relegation six-pointer in the forest as the Wanderers arrive at the gates of Fortress City Ground. Already very nervous about that one. The three-time record-holding oldest manager in the Premier League is back for another bite of the cherry. Oh, boy! The boy Hodgson is back at Palace, coming out of retirement at the age of 75. His first home game is against Leicester City. Also, buoyant Brighton bump up against Brentford's Bees with a bountiful bonanza of ballers on display. Seventh playing eighth for two teams having very good seasons so far. Fulham also travelled to Bournemouth without suspended pair Alexander Mitrovic and Willian after the meltdown at Old Trafford in the FA Cup, which also saw head coach Marco Silva sent off.
It felt like you left out the
It is loud. I didn't have time for it. Didn't need it.
I know. So it's because I interrupted you.
It's fine. I wanted you to bring back the impression of Donald. I think he maybe should pop up in the seance if we can get in touch with him maybe later on.
I'll see what I can do. Now, something happened to me this morning, Dyson.
Oh, yeah. Can you tell?
Well, I've started going to the gym again.
Oh, right.
Can you tell?
Yes, I can tell, yeah. How buff you are, yeah.
Well, I'm not. I don't pump iron.
Oh, don't you? Well, you're a leg man. You have
cardio.
A leg day.
Cardio.
Ah, yes, great.
I just get on the bike and pedal away.
Oh, yes, of course. Yeah, you were mad on the exercise bike during lockdown.
That's right. Yeah, but exercising at home, I think, it's not for me.
If you can go out, you might as well.
Yeah, yeah. Walking to the gym and walking back.
What
that's
about cycling, like, on the streets on a real bike?
In London?
You ever thought about that?
No.
Yeah.
That's a death wish, mate. I get knocked off. No. I don't want to inhale all the fumes.
Yeah, that's true. So
anyway, I've joined a gym. I don't know why I'm telling you this, because it's not actually anything to do with what I'm about to say, but I just wanted you
it's
to
nice
say.
It's nice context.
Yeah,
it?
I feel
yeah.
good. I feel
yeah.
good.
Yeah, great.
But I was using my laptop this morning, and I thought, oh, there's a bit of dust moving. And there's like these little mites on it, on the cable. And it turns out there's a thing called laptop mites.
What?
Yeah.
What's this got to do with the gym?
I don't know. I don't know why I started with that. I think I wanted to just like say something nice to
about
this.
You took me down an alleyway anyway, and just turned around and gone in a different direction. Wow.
Yeah,
but
mad.
But that is bizarre.
I think I use it in my spare room, so sometimes I'll eat in there while I'm...
Oh, no.
So I think, I don't know.
And they were crawling all over the screen?
No, just on like the little cable where it goes into the...
Oh. And they
is that
live
bad?
In there.
I hope you were going to say, oh, don't worry, this happens all the time.
Well, this never happened to me, mate.
So I bought like a smoke bomb that I've got. I bought a smoke bomb that I've got to let off in the spare room tomorrow.
Really?
Yeah. I Googled it.
To defumigate the whole
place?
Yeah.
I don't want an infestation, man. I can't be having that.
So that you think there might just be more than just in your USB drive or whatever?
Well, I couldn't see them anywhere else. They were just on the flex. Not
so
flex.
Like tiny little things like the size of a knit, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
Oh, weird. Yeah. I've never heard of that.
Producer Matto is looking at me, ashen face. You look disgusted.
I just can't believe. But look, you don't. No one really cleans their laptop, do they, that often? You know, it's not something you can give up.
I think it's more just like,
clean
I think
to.
The desk area, I think, because I sit in there a lot and I, you know, eat bran flakes in there and I take calls. I've also just been spraying food around the place.
Oh.
You look so
disappointed. You paint a horrible picture.
Do you know what?
Your office.
I hoped you'd say, oh, this happens all the time. Don't worry about it.
No, because I've never heard of it. It's never happened to anyone before, I don't think.
Well, I Googled it and it has. That's why I bought this smoke bomb. I'm going to blow my house up tomorrow. Well, if anyone has, if anyone can help, text
us
on 8-12-15. Have you ever had like
across
a
these before?
Mites
never.
Infestation or...
So it's like...
Or any infestation of any
I've
sort.
I've had it in wood, you know, like the ones that...
Termites.
Termites or, yeah, wood, not wood lice, but...
Well, I guess it would be, but...
But the ones that sort of burrow away in the floorboards.
And what happened?
I've come across them before. Again, you get an exterminator out and, yeah... There's some sort of smoke involved.
Okay.
But I always get an expert to do it rather than doing it myself. It feels a bit dangerous. Like, what if you or your other half inhale the fumes? You
know? I just bought a grenade off the dark web. I mean, that should sort it, right? Treated myself to a couple of things this week.
Oh, yeah.
Not just going to the
not
gym.
Not just the gym membership.
I finally watched Top Gun Maverick.
I watched it a couple of weeks ago.
Isn't it great?
I really liked it, yeah. I thought off thinking, yeah, no, I'm not sure I really needed this to come back. And
same.
I was quite cynical.
Mm.
But by the end, I was fully on board.
Yeah, I'd say halfway through, I was thinking, I should have watched this in the cinema for all the cockpit action.
That's true, yeah, yeah. It would have been better.
Also, I thought, it's probably like a 3-star film.
Yes.
By the ending, you're like, it's 5. Also, I've never seen the first one.
Oh, what?
Is that a problem?
That's the
is that a bad
surely
thing?
Surely you... Well, I don't think it's a bad thing. I just think you'd have more... It'd be more relevant to your life if you'd seen the first one, you know.
It's not irrelevant.
But it's just like, a lot of it was him reminiscing about the first one.
I know,
that's what I mean. I felt like you really should have seen it beforehand.
And then last night I watched the Luther film.
Oh, I still haven't seen that, yeah. Mixed reviews.
Yeah, I love the TV series.
Yeah,
you know what?
I did.
All the thing is... The TV series
it got
works.
A bit silly, I suppose.
I mean, it was always a bit silly, but it just for well, there's indefinable things where it just kind of works.
Yeah,
because it was a bit grimy and scary, and it was all in East London. And you're like, great. The film they're trying to it's trying to do too much.
Oh,
it's just like, you know, the fact that Idris Elba almost when he plays Luther acts in an odd way.
Yes, yeah.
Dyson, you're on the radio. Why? I don't know why he likes. He always drags out the last syllable just a bit too much.
Yeah.
I'm in a car. I'm driving. It's really odd way of acting, which in the TV show is totally fine. But
is it all Hollywood then in the film? What is it?
He sort of tries to do
is
a little
still
bit.
Still in London, or is it like he's gone to America or something?
No,
like
they go to different places, but it just doesn't as a. There's something just odd about the film.
It was more the sort of bleak, he lived on his own.
Yeah.
He was really stressed out.
I'm alone, I'm stressed out.
Yeah, like extending the last syllable.
I need a show.
Yeah. But it's not like that, the film. No.
You know what I think about Idris Elba?
More polished, is it?
Well, it's just a bit, it just doesn't kind of, it's sort of like an extended episode, but
right,
it...
Right, yeah.
All the things that are wrong with the telly show feel wrong at, like, all the things that you forgive.
Yeah.
You just go, oh no, I didn't enjoy it. I don't know why he talks like that.
Matt, and you. Rock and roll football.
I'm going to Leeds away on Tuesday night.
Are you?
Going to Elland Road.
Brave man.
Suella, brave man. They call me Suella because I'm a braver man.
I'm a braver man than you.
I'm so scared. Today could be Steve Cooper's last game in charge.
Oh, don't say that. I mean, I'd rather get relegated and keep him, you know, if that's going to happen. But
I love him. And I think it's great. I'd rather us not get relegated. Yes. Why don't you say that? Why don't you say I'd rather us stay up and keep them?
Look, I mean, if we win these next two games against Wolves and Leeds, that is going to change our season. And it's almost going to...
You're doing like a little Donald Trump hand signal.
You're almost going to be out of trouble with two wins against two teams down there.
Yes,
so
but
it's crucial. If we lose them... The reason why we're on the brink of relegation
is because we can't get two wins.
He may get sacked. And then who the hell would we bring in?
Who would we bring in?
Sam Allardyce is the only person.
What? Big
Former
Sam?
Former Notts County manager, Big Sam.
Yeah, 50 years ago.
Redder there. He's the only pint of wine Sam is the only person to bring in.
Are you serious?
He's the only person with a track record of saving teams
from relegation. There must be other people.
Well, no, because Dyche's gone to Everton.
Yeah.
Roy's gone back to Palace. There's no one else left.
We've had Martin earlier. Yeah, I mean, this is the problem. We've had everyone else.
Yeah. I don't think...
Psycho, get Psycho back for a beer about.
No, we've just got to stop the sacking. I think surely
we've got to stop getting relegated. Well, we've got to stop. We've got to prevent relegation.
Yeah,
and
by
I love Steve Cooper.
Necessary, yeah.
What happens if we lose today?
We are going to be in a right state.
Yeah. Well, we kick off in 2 minutes. You're about to find out, Britain. And the 3 o'clock kickoffs are underway. Nottingham Forest currently 0-0 with Wolves.
Yes,
is that a result?
Start.
If Forest can cling on to that 0-0 lead, could Steve Cooper cling on to his job, Matt Dyson?
I'd take a 0-0 draw, actually, I think, at this stage.
At home?
Yeah, it's better than defeat, isn't it? You know? And at this stage, if we could draw against Wolves and beat Leeds... We're laughing
away. So you think you've got to win at home against a relegation rival? We beat Wolves in the League Cup a few months ago.
Yes,
on penalties, close brackets. But still, I think we are. We've got to win.
It's a big test. It's a big test.
This is a test.
Yes.
For fans of The Impossible Job, the 1994 documentary about Graham Taylor.
This is a test.
Taylor and Phil Neal sit next to each other.
Do I not like that? Documentary, yeah. Isn't it? Yeah.
And Phil Neal repeats everything he says. There's a bit where he goes, "This is a test." He goes, "This is a test." He goes, "This is a real test." He goes, "This is a real test." And then Taylor goes, "This is a real, real test." He goes, "This is a real, real test."
Oh, classic TV.
Can't believe that. That has to be one of the most berserk documentaries. You can't believe they allowed cameras into the England camp.
It was amazing, wasn't it? Unprecedented access.
I love every... Carlton! Can we not knock it? Tell them, Les.
Can we not knock it? What a line. And you tell your mate he's just got me the sack.
Cost me my job.
Is that the exact word?
Just tell your friend he's cost me my job. No, I'm all right. You cannot play a game of football when you are in dressing retaliation. In dressing. I don't even know that's a word.
That mean
I think that was after the polling game. I know it inside out, that documentary.
Really
I love it.
Do, yeah.
When Gaz goes, come on, boss, players, man. No, man. No, I've been having too many plays, but players, man. And Carlton Palmer, whichever they role play. Yeah. Nah, mate, you've been having too many Twixies. Anyway, talking of recreating your favourite films, you may have seen Jack Grealish. Went to the hotel from Home Alone 2 after the World Cup.
Yes.
He was given special dispensation, as many members of the England squad were, to rest and recuperate. And he did it in New York. What is that hotel called? It's not the Waldorf Astoria.
Yeah, it's one of the swanky ones, isn't it?
The swanky one from the film.
Yes.
And he did everything that Kevin McAllister does.
Ice cream with 16 scoops.
Wow. Stays in the same suite as Kevin McAllister.
He's obsessed with the film, isn't he? I love it.
I love that, though, because that's exactly what I would do.
It is a great film. But I like the fact that you can recreate it, and fair play to him. It's amazing that he could do it mid-season as well.
So have you ever done this? Have you ever recreated a childhood dream at any stage of your life? And if not, what of your childhood dreams would you want to do? And I've done a couple.
Oh, have you?
So text us on 81215, and I'm going to share mine next. Big goal in the Premier League already.
Yes, Brentford 1-0 up at Brighton. Bit of a surprise. Pontus Janssen with the goal 10 minutes in.
I once met a guy called Pontus, you know.
Did you? I've never met anyone called Pontus.
Well, I have. And it was at a wedding in Sweden.
Ah, yes.
A friend of mine, Al Pitcher, who's a great comedian from New Zealand, was based here for a while. He got married in Sweden to a Swedish woman, and we went to the wedding, and this guy was the entertainment.
Pontus,
but he was just like listed just as Pontus.
Really? Wow.
And he had like really tanned skin and a goatee. Kind of flash, turned up in a convertible sports car. Really funny.
What did he do? What was his act?
He just sang a couple of songs, but at the ceremony. He wasn't like the wedding band. He was the, you know, I don't know what he just sang, Amazing Grace or something.
Oh, I see.
Or some love song. Yeah, right. And afterwards, that's when I first had snooze. In fact, the only time I'd had snooze. Full circle back to our first ever episode.
Oh, I love it. Yeah, snooze, the chewable tobacco.
Chewable tobacco.
I don't recommend.
I do not recommend it. I couldn't walk upstairs for about 3 days.
It was back in the news this week, I think, because there's a lot of players still addicted to it and they need to get treatment for it.
Yeah, we shouldn't joke. Don't do it. Anyway.
Yeah, you snooze, you lose.
You snooze, you lose.
Yeah, at the time, I think, didn't we? Yeah.
But I said to him, I said, oh, you remind me Cliff Richard, because he had sort of tanned scrawny, and he went, you know Cliff? I was like, no, you remind me of Cliff. He was like, I know Cliff. I was like, what? He went, Pontus, one of those people that talks about himself in the third person.
Pontus knows Cliff.
I'm stood at the bottom of these stairs, you know, rushing my head off on snooze. Tongue to guy looks like Cliff Richard. The language barrier was a problem.
Wow.
What a day. What a day. What a wedding. I don't remember anything else about the wedding. I just remember Pontus. Woo! Goal in the Premier League on the south coast of England.
It's another one, is it? In the Brighton-Brentford game?
No. Look at the other part of BT Sport.
Bournemouth are losing 1-0. Thank you for pointing that out. Fulham have scored. They're 1-0 up. Still waiting for confirmation. No, it's Andreas Pereira. He's having a very good season here. Is, and they're 1-0 up at Bournemouth.
Childhood dreams, have you recreated them? Just as Jack Grealish did by recreating Home Alone 2. Is there any dream you've had from your childhood that you've recreated in adult life?
Any dream will do.
Oh, Dyson, you
once said.
Oh. Goals in the Premier League, Matt Dyson.
Yes, lots of goals on the south coast. Mitoma has scored for Brighton to make it 1-1, but then 1 minute later, Tony went up the other end, Ivan Tony, and scored for Brentford, putting them back in the lead. So Brentford 2-1 up at the Amex.
Getting reports that Nottingham Forest have hit the crossbar against Wolverhampton Wanderers.
Oof, we're on the attack. Positive signs.
We are, of course, supporting Rushall Olympic FC, the picks in our Glory Hunters game. Yes. So, Dyson, please, take us to Rushall.
Well, Rushall are playing Leicester today, of course, a team we've followed earlier in the season.
An old flame.
We're so familiar with these lower league football teams now, thanks to this feature. And Rushall is a lovely place. They still print their own programmes on match days.
They're going to save money.
Their own programmes, which is a nice thing. Nice tradition to keep going, isn't it? I've been actually this week, Fordy, delving into the local restaurant scene in Rushall to get a flavour of the area.
Excellent.
I'll probably change the names to protect the Inuit guilty. from some of the reviews, but there was one local chip shop that's been called out on the Google reviews. The chips were already wrapped and sitting in the heated area. They contained two flies inside them.
Is that my laptop?
Yeah. There's not quite. And then if I move to a local Chinese as well, one of them says, chicken chow mein, I couldn't find any chicken, which is a harsh review. The only other the other Chinese in the Rushall area talked about rubberized squid and a curry sauce that was naff. So not massively good eating options in the Rushall area, I'm afraid.
That's a real shame.
Sorry to let you down on that front.
Where's the best place? Let's focus on the positives.
I'd say the best rated restaurant is the Royal Oak Indian Cuisine. Looks very nice. It was formerly Blue Ivy Desserts, now it's rebranded.
It was a dessert place and now it's a curry house.
Yeah. I suppose that can happen. It's a complete format flip. one of the best curry houses in the area. Quality food, great service, says another review. One slightly negative one says chips, £1.90. Not even the size of McDonald's small fries. So maybe they need to just up the portion
just
size.
Give us more chips and everything's
fine. And then
they'll
be laughing. But that's a little insight into life in Rushall as we back Rushall Olympic against Leicester.
Tell you who is laughing.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm a fool! There's a goal on the south coast!
What? There's so many goals in this game. It's 2-2 now, Brighton against Brentford. Danny Welbeck is the man who's laughing, and he's scored the goal.
The man who's laughing! Jack Grealish recreated Home Alone 2, lost in New York, by going to the same hotel, having 16 scoops of ice cream, going around Central Park. I have to report, I've partially done the same thing.
Have you?
I've been to that hotel because it's in Home Alone 2.
Ah, nice.
Walked in Central Park. Went to some of the spots, the
Did
bridge.
Did you see the pigeon lady?
Yeah, the one from Casualty, she's just there all the time. So, every 3 to 4 years, John Richardson and I go to New York around Christmas time.
Of course, yeah.
Bit of a tradition, and we go and see the places that we like. So this is, we have done this, basically. And the place we really wanted to go was the Ghostbusters fire station.
Yes, of course.
Headquarters from Ghostbusters is a real fire station, Hook and Ladder 8. It's a functioning, working fire station.
Is it still working? Wow.
You Google map it, you can find it. We also went to the New York Library with the big lions, a bit like Market Square in Nottingham, but from the start of the first Ghostbusters film, you know, when they're in there, they come running out. And so in this very special day where we're recreating Home Alone 2 and we're going to watch the, going to see the Ghostbusters. And I have to, it's really worth doing stuff like this, even if you just do UK stuff, because when you go to somewhere that you've only ever seen in film or on telly and it's something that you saw in childhood, it was like going to the Vatican or something. I felt spiritually moved.
It was a religious experience.
It's mad. You oddly feel like you've...
I thought by your high-pitchedness that we'd scored then.
Sadly not.
You've got to pitch that down when it's not a Forest goal, because it's confusing for me.
Getting told off live on air. Sorry, boss.
Arsenal have scored. Gabriel Jesus, he's back from injury. He scored a penalty. They're 1-0 up against Leeds.
Anyway, where was I before Arsenal rudely interrupted me? You've got to go and do it. If you want to go and, you know, go to old football stadiums, go to places.
I went to the Cheers bar in Boston.
What was that like?
That was really nice. Well, actually, the inside isn't like it because obviously it's a set.
Oh.
But the outside is exactly the same. But then you go inside and it's different. So I felt it was actually...
Oh, that's a bit weird. Yeah, that'd be...
You want to get the whole experience, don't you? But the inside of the fireplace in New York... It's all how it... Did they use it in the film, the whole thing inside?
The fire station, not the fireplace. That would have been a very small set. Well, something happened on the way there.
Oh.
And this is why you should do this stuff. Not only is it magical when you're there, but magic can happen in the street.
Mm.
And I'll tell you exactly what happened in a bit.
Oh.
Teaser alert. Oh, it's a good day to be alive. Get in,
Oh, amazing stuff. Danilo and Morgan Gibbs-White exchange passes before picking out Brennan in the box, who slots the ball through the legs of Saar. 1-0 up, Nottingham Forest go against Wolves in a crucial game down the bottom of the table.
We're staying up, and Steve Cooper's staying at Forest.
Yes!
Big goal in Scotland.
Rangers 1-0 up against Dundee United. Malik Tillman has scored just before half-time.
So, recreating your childhood dreams, I went to the Ghostbusters fire station.
Yes.
Which in itself... So, we looked at it, and then we walked around the block, and I said, I'm going to have to go back and touch it. I felt like it was... I had some physical connection with it.
Okay,
I did.
Yeah.
I laid it on it as if I was praying.
You? Did you feel anything from that? Or?
I leant up against it, like, you know when people... We're outdoors. I must have looked like I was... It was during the day. Anyway, the extra magic came... A few blocks later, we're walking back through Manhattan, and we used to play a game called the lookalike game when we're on trains, where we'd go, oh, that guy looks like Whoopi Goldberg, or, you know, she looks like Boris Johnson, or whatever. And John goes, oh, that looks like an old Billy Connolly. I said, that is Billy Connolly.
What?
And it was Billy Connolly walking down the street in downtown Manhattan. Now, that's about 15 years, maybe 10, 15 years ago. And we're like, I said, do you want me to say something? Because he's the shy sort.
Yeah.
He said, I said, excuse me, Billy. And he turned, it was Billy, it really was him.
Wow.
He turns around and goes, hey, as a. We said, oh, we're two comedians from England. We're massive fans of yours. And he goes, oh, you're doing Caroline's new material night. You've got to go down there. We said, no, actually, we've just been to the Ghostbusters fire station. He said, oh, are you gagging over here? We said, no, we're sort of, you know, 10 days, a bit of a lad's trip, going to some Irish bars and doing a bit of tourist stuff. And then we're like, Billy, we'll let you get on, mate, you know. And he looked amazing.
Oh.
And he didn't have a clue either one of us were. And, of course not. We said, we'll let you get on. And he's like, oh, you know, it's great doing stand-up in New York, you know. You got to go to these other places. Chatting away to us for ages, and we're getting his advice and all stuff. He's like, you've got to pay the bills, you know. All these comedians that have these hey deals. You've got to do the stuff that pays the bills.
Wow,
like, giving us like a pep talk
on
the streets of New York. I mean, it was just like, what is going on here, right? And then we said, Billy, we'll have to let you get on. Not at all, it's fine. I was seeing Pamela the other day, just like, oh my, like the greatest stand-up comedian of all time. We've met him, and we met him in New York. It's just bizarre.
And you've just been to the Ghostbusters fire station.
And we've just been to the Ghostbusters.
Mate, what a day.
We eventually let him go. We're like, Billy, you're taking up your time here. You know, you're a god. And as we walk off, he shouts after us. He goes, boys, It'll happen. It'll happen. What an amazing... Isn't that just insane?
Wow. And it has happened, hasn't it?
Here we are.
Here we are today.
Here we are, talking about it years later.
Wow, amazing.
Isn't that mad?
If, as a child, you would imagine that you did all that in one day.
Could what you believe day. It? What Ghostbusters Fire Station, a pep talk from Billy Connolly.
Oh, yeah. Better than Grealish's story. That
exactly. Movie. Beat that, Grealish. Yeah. So, yes, text us on 8-12-15. Have you ever relived a childhood dream? We've had a good one in. But, yeah, let us know yours. And Forrest Dyson.
Come on.
Get it. Half-time whistles being blown across the UK. Nottingham Forest will go into half-time 1-0 up against Wolverhampton Wanderers. Please hold on.
That's a huge, huge result if it stays like that, yeah.
Have you ever recreated something, a childhood dream?
Well, I suppose I used to be really into the show Street Hawk. I don't know if you remember Street Hawk.
It was, nope.
It was like a sort of crime-fighting guy on a motorbike. So I used to drive around
like a vigilante.
Really fast on a motorbike. We had like an all-black outfit, and I used to get on my...
like Johnny Cash?
Yeah, yeah, but slightly more snazzy, like more motorbike-y.
Okay, leathers.
And he would, the Street Hawk would race around the streets, so I would try and recreate that on my rally boxer. I'd wear like a helmet, but not like a cycling helmet, like a proper facial visor helmet.
Like a motorcycle helmet.
And then
helmet.
Wear all black, and then I'd be the Street Hawk.
How old were you when you did this?
About 9, I think.
And would you interrupt crime?
No, I'd just cycle around, basically.
And what sort of things would Street Hawk say?
Street Hawk, I don't think he had any catchphrases. Had an amazing theme tune, I seem to recall, Street Hawk. But it was more about the outfit and the helmet and just cycling really fast.
But was he formal? Would he say, excuse me, sir, but this is not the place to be committing a crime like that? I would say, hey, no, buster.
I haven't watched it for a long time, but he was like a troubleshooter. He was a maverick cop that had gone his own way.
I don't think you want to be doing that.
He had a high-tech motorbike. But it was all about just me imagining that I was going really fast, but actually not going that fast on my rally boxer.
And did your parents ever have to say, Matthew, you are not the Street Hawk?
No one else really knew about it, that's the thing, because it was like, I just did it on my own.
A little private fantasy.
Yeah, yeah.
What, you'd sort of sneak out at night and pedal around?
It was in the day, but like, if anyone saw me, I'd get quite embarrassed and have to take the helmet off. Sorry, I'm just pretending to be Street Hawk.
But obviously the helmet would hide your embarrassment.
Yeah, well, it wasn't one of those mirrored visors, unfortunately. Everyone could see it was me.
You got any photos?
No, I'll have a look. I don't think so.
I'll have a look.
I doubt it, because it wasn't my proudest moment in life, but, you know.
Can I ask you what has been your proudest moment in life, apart from the birth of your children?
I don't know. Getting married... having children, working with your good self, obviously.
Thank you.
Forrest getting promoted.
Yes, yes. I mean,
that was actually genuinely one of the biggest moments of my life when we finally did it.
So immature to say it, isn't it? When people are like, you know, think about the happiest moments. You're like,
but after 20 years of hurt, it was quite a moment.
23,
exactly. Yeah,
don't you forget those extra 3 years of hurt.
No, I won't. They still count.
Ow. Big goals in the Premier League.
Yes, Arsenal have a second. Ben White has scored it. They're 2-0 up against Leeds United now. Another goal in the Brighton-Brentford game. Brentford have taken the lead 3 times now. They're now 3-2 up. Ethan Pinnock scoring their 3rd goal and an equaliser at the Vitalite Stadium for Bournemouth. Tavernier has scored. It's 1-1, Bournemouth against Fulham.
Almost a big drama. Well, it was drama. It went the right way, Dyson. What was happening there?
Yes, a penalty claim. Adama Traore went down in the box. The VAR looked at it, and there was a decision. Just happened. No penalty. Forest still 1-0 up.
Come on, hold it together. Come on, come on, come on. Just to update you on what's happening elsewhere, because Steve from Birmingham...
Oh, yes, yes. Sorry,
he said, boys, it's not all about the prim. You might only contact me football today. How's the Championship going? Remember, you were in it last season.
Yes,
you're on the
true,
verge
yeah,
of being
yeah.
in it next season. We're not careful.
Yeah, we often do Championship scores.
Just update you on scores in general across this fair island. It's Hibs 0, Motherwell 1, Kilmarnock 2, Hearts 1, Rangers 1, Dundee United 0, St Johnstone 0, Aberdeen 1, St Mirren 3, Livingston 0. in the Championship. Producer Liam will be happy. 0-0 Birmingham City Ooh. And Blackburn Rovers. Bristol City 1, Reading 0, Cardiff City 1, Swansea 2, Ooh. Coventry City 0, Stoke City 2, Huddersfield 1, Borough 1, Hull 0, Rotherham 0, Norwich 0, Sheffield United 0, West Bromwich Albion 0, Millwall 0, Wigan Athletic 1, Queen's Park Rangers 0.
It's the full classified check.
It is. Of course, early in the Championship, it finished Luton Town 0, Watford 0, Preston North End 3, Blackburn 1, Blackpool 1. Oh, I got so close. And couldn't pull it off. Now, Leroy's cousin's been in touch.
Oh, a regular character. Always a regular nice to hear character. From Leroy's cousin. Never know his name, only the name of his cousin.
Yeah, I mean, do we ever hear from Leroy?
Never, really, no. No, never sets the record straight.
And in honour of Jack Grealish recreating Home Alone 2 after the World Cup by staying in the same hotel and having 16 scoops of ice cream, we're asking you what of your childhood fantasies you've ever lived out in adulthood. He says, for my 14th birthday, as a nod to my favourite film of all time, Ernest Goes to Jail, Leroy took me to visit his old chum Bobby Thumbs at HMP Chelmsford, who was serving a 10-stretch for impersonating a paramedic. One of the screws even gave me an HMP paperweight, which I still have today. Best birthday ever. Now, I don't think that's true.
No, I don't either. But still, it's nice to hear from him.
What a great story. I mean, that's the great thing about this show. You can just make stuff up, and we're dumb enough
we'll
to
read it out.
Ah, big goal in the Premier League.
Yes. Oh, Roy has not had the new manager bounce, it would appear. Palace are losing 1-0. Ricardo scored for Leicester City. The Foxes won up at Palace.
Oh, that's
Roy,
a bloody
what's
shambles.
Going on? You're supposed to be tightening them up at the back.
I thought I had done. Turned out we're not tight at the back at all. We're bloody not.
The Rock and Roll Football Podcast with Matt Ford and Matt Dyson.
Oh my God! That's gotta be one of those. Whoa!
The mics are up then.
The big red light on your mic in the studio.
I'm watching telly.
My word, wow. We are an absolute cowboy outfit. You would never know that we were professional. Are we professional broadcasters?
I don't know. Mess. Look, just play the air horn, man. As we approach the Easter weekend, the second coming of Jesus has happened at Arsenal. Oh. He scored his second goal of the afternoon. They're 3-0 up against Leeds United now. But the reason I made that noise was because of the goal at Crystal Palace. Just after we heard briefly from Roy there. An equaliser for Crystal Palace. It's 1-1 now against Leicester. A Daniel Iverson own goal. So they finally scored. None of their players can score, but they'll take them anyway. They can get them now, Roy. You're right, sure.
I don't care who's scoring it. He wants me to do something about it. I'll bloody well did. It's not muggly now.
And up in Scotland, Rangers have scored a second against Dundee United.
Have you got any hot cross buns, by the way? You're talking about Easter.
Oh, I've had some already. Yeah,
have you?
Yeah. I bought a pack of six. I had one, and then the rest disappeared in my house.
Oh,
no
yeah.
No one's taking any.
I don't know who's eating all these six. He says crumbs around his beard.
I don't know what went on.
John Maloney says, not quite a childhood dream, more of an adulthood dream, but I visited Albuquerque a few years ago. Oh. I visited a load of Breaking Bad locations. Highlight, nice. Obviously, Walter White's house.
Oh, lovely, yeah. Brilliant.
Do you know where I've always wanted to go? To where they filmed the Goonies.
Oh, yes.
Is that Vancouver? They filmed the X-Files there as well.
Yes. I've always wanted... You remember the Lost Boys? You know, they had that. They had a theme park by the sea.
Yeah, the fairground by the sea.
Fairground by the sea.
That big roller coaster.
I think it was like Santa Monica, somewhere like that. Always looked amazing.
Is it still there?
I think
right, Google it and let us know. Yeah. Oh, man. This is the joy of live radio, isn't it? Not realising you're there, Googling whether a roller coaster still exists. This is a football show, by the way. What is going on, Dyson?
Change could be afoot. The first update from the Rushall Olympic Leyston game. And normally very, lots of different commentary, lots of flowery language on the Rushall Olympic Twitter feed, hashtag share the picks passion. But now I give you just one tweet. It just says goal, Leyston 1-0.
Oh, that's so upset.
So they're losing to Leyston. Leyston, by the way, if you look at the Southern League Premier Central table, just ahead of them, both in the playoffs, Rushall are fourth, Leyston are third. So it looks like we might be switching teams.
Well, still Forest 1, Wolves 0. There's about 15 minutes left. Ooh. Michael Dawson, very animated. Oh. Can never tell whether it's good news or bad news.
His animation is, it's that you can never see. In the Championship, Huddersfield 4-1 up against Middlesbrough. Huddersfield Huddersfield, way down in the table, suddenly turning things around. Very exciting.
Playoff finalists last year. What has happened to them?
Yeah, look how our lives have gone in different directions since then, haven't they?
We have flourished. Well, let's just see. Well, let's just. But yeah, as it stands, let's just get.
Let's just get the table
because as it stands, Nottingham Forest would be 12th in the Premier League. But let's not get too far ahead of ourselves. We've been there before. We've worried since.
It looks like we're trying to defend the lead now. We've just taken Dennis on for Worrell, so I think it's like a defensive substitution, but it's fine.
Someone's been in touch.
Yeah.
The house from the Goonies is in Oregon, but not only that, it's just been bought by a fan who has pledged to preserve it.
Ooh,
obviously, the plot of the Goonies, one of the driving forces...
It's iconic, isn't it, the house? Yeah.
To make way for your country club or whatever you call it.
Yes, that's it, yeah.
As Data would say.
Yes, and also you can go to a Lost Boys Santa Cruz tour. If you fancy that as well.
And is the roller coaster still there?
It's all on. It's because in the film, it's called Santa Carla, which was a fictional Californian town.
Okay.
But it's actually Santa Cruz, and you can go to the Santa Cruz Wharf and walk along the boardwalk and go and see that fairground.
No way.
All those wooden roller coasters.
Scary.
You cannot... It doesn't say anything about becoming a vampire. I think that's optional.
Yes. How immersive is the experience? You get to go to Santa Cruz, you get your neck sucked by a vampire, and then you live
forever.
Live forever as a blood-sucking...
Member of the undead.
Dracula.
The Seance of the Living on Rock and Roll Football. Send us your questions and Matt Dyson will summon a spirit through the void to answer them.
Yes, so come join with me now as we see if anybody is out there. Sarah has texted us this week saying, now that he's back in the news, why not get Donald Trump's thoughts on ChatGPT, whether he thinks AI will eventually become sentient and take over the world. That would be interesting, wouldn't it? But is he out there?
Well, I get it. It's beautiful to be back, by the way, very beautiful. And it is an honor to be back here on... Many people say the best radio station ever. They're certainly saying that. And it's great to see you again, Matt Dyson. I know you're a big fan of mine.
Well, yeah.
Thank you for donating to my legal fund. Very, very goody. I got to tell you, this guy gave me a lot of money. He's always telling me that I'm in the right. And you're a very beautiful man. Everybody says it, but... I got it. What's the thing? GPT.
Yeah.
Well, it was up when I left office. It's crashed under Biden, but that's because the economy keeps shrinking. But people talk about AI, which is for intelligence. Could be artificial. Yeah. Maybe not. They don't know. But we got our best guys on it, and they're going to look into it. I got to tell you, I don't have a problem with it. I think if it can write, you know, your... essays, if you're a kid and you want to cheat, I think it's a good thing, by the way, because homework is for losers and it is boring. And anyone who has to, I've never had to do a presentation, I've always been in charge, but if I did, I would use it. I don't need to use it because I'm clever than it, everybody says it. So I am the only person that can outwit AI, ChatGPT, because I am... so clever that it will never evolve to be better than me. I can figure it out. And everybody, top scientists say it. They tell me you could have been AI. You have so much AI, you could have been AI. So it will never impersonate me. Nobody can impersonate me. And I want to write all my own tweets because I want to talk directly to the folks like Matt Dyson, who I know. He's always DMing me saying, Biden sucks. And
like
I wish we had you. What is it you say? He always DMs me saying, I wish we had... You're a better friend to me than Piers ever was. And that's why it's great for me to give my exclusive to you. Right here.
But grubby.
He's always DMing me saying, we need people like you in the UK.
Our
politicians suck.
I would have used your own social media platform. Remember, you invented one. It didn't go so well. You've come back to Twitter now.
That's not true. You're part of the fake news media. You are a bad dude. It went very well. It broke all the records. Unlike you, your social media is going down the tubes. Next on Rock and Roll Football, it's Munch of the Day. Munch of the Day.
So, what are you going to be eating tonight while watching Match of the Day? Steve in East London says, I'll be having a Whopper with cheese.
Yes.
Full fat Coke, none of this zero nonsense, and chips.
Yes, very nice. Loving it. Salmon Wellington from Sano's.
What?
Says Deborah, yeah, salmon.
I thought you said Sam in Wellington.
No, Salmon Wellington from Sano's. Yeah, that's the pastry wrapped around some fish. Very nice, very nice. Producer Meadow, our Australian producer, is having some fairy bread. Have you ever had fairy bread?
It's, no, what's
it's,
that?
It's, they have it at kids' parties in Australia. Bread and butter with hundreds and thousands on top. Surprisingly nice.
Michelle in Newcastle says, I'm going to have a full English breakfast tonight.
Oh, in the evening. Why not?
I guess all day breakfast.
All
you could
day.
Do it. You could
go
do
for
it. You could
go
do
for
it.
All day.
A couple of people having pie. Pie seems to be a regular thing. I think it just goes well with football, doesn't it?
Yes, it's very late
good
at night
bed.
To have a stodgy pie, isn't it? At 10:30. It feels like it's quite late.
Oh, the full time whistle's gone at the City Ground. One all, Dyson. What does that mean for Forest? And what does that crucially mean for Steve Cooper?
Like you say, it's a home game, so we really needed a win. But, I mean, you've got to give him till Leeds and see what happens there. Obviously.
Leeds on Tuesday. I'll be there in the away end at Elland Road.
Yes.
Praying for Forest. Praying for Cooper. Mm. Oh, my word. The tension is killing me. I can't handle it. We were so close to getting a win there.
It's really annoying, really annoying. It's finished 1-1. Leeds going into it off the back of a 4-1 defeat at Arsenal as well. So down.
Uh-oh. Down. And what are you going to have for your dinner tonight?
I'm going to have some leftover pizza, I think.
What flavour?
Just classic cheese and tomato.
And is that...
Margarita.
Was that ordered in or was that frozen pizza?
It was ordered in, but it was ordered in last night, so I'll heat it up.
Okay.
On a piece of kitchen towel in the microwave, piece of wet kitchen towel.
Why do you put it on the kitchen towel?
Gives it that, because it gives it a slight bit of moisture, but not too much, so it stays crispy.
Okay, so that sucks out some of the...
Yeah.
Because it can go soggy.
It just seems to sort of make it less soggy.
What a lovely note to end on. Enjoy your soggy pizza. Well, football, eh?
Yeah.
Crazy. Absolutely fully crazy, but Dyson, even when it's tough, we love it.
Yes, well, that's why we love it, really, because it's so damned unpredictable.
Because the lows make the highs more high.
Exactly. That's how it works. Yin and yang.
Indeed. So text us on at R&R Football. We don't know if we've still got our blue tick by the time you listen to this.
Yeah, we might have lost it. We're not paying for it, I'll tell you that much.
I'm not paying for
it. There's no budget.
No, exactly. Yeah, yeah. So you know it's us because we won't have a blue tick. Leave a 5-star written review. Tell your friends, tell your family, tell just strangers.
Yeah, yeah, please stop people in the street, in the supermarket, and tell them.
Next time you're in the barbers or the salon and they go, what have you been up to? Say, you know what? I've been listening to the Rock and Roll Football podcast and you should too.
Yes.
Do that, please.
Please.
See you next time.
Bye.